Page 106. Complete Text of Measures. City of Vancouver. Proposed Charter Amendment Number 13. Resolution Number M-4339. Continued. L. Underline. The final districting plan shall be adopted by the districting committee on or before October 1st of that year. M. Within 30 days after adoption by the districting commission, the council must either ratify the districting plan without modification or amendment, except to correct data errors upon request by the districting commission, or return once it to districting commission for further consideration. The districting commission then has 30 days thereafter to adopt a final districting plan for council ratification. D. Districting Commission. A. Districting Commission members must be appointed on or before January 31st of the convening year. B. Districting Commission members shall serve until the Council has ratified the revised districting plan. C. One member of the Districting Commission and one alternate shall be nominated by the Mayor, and four members shall be nominated by the remainder of the City Council, from those applying upon a determination of reasonable geographic representation among the applicants. Commissioners are selected at large, citywide. D. Commission members shall have been a resident of the City of Vancouver for at least 2 years and shall demonstrate a general knowledge of the neighborhoods and geography of the city. E. No person may serve on the commission who, at time of appointment, is an elected official, except precinct committee officer, or a City of Vancouver employee. The council shall ratify each member of the districting commission by simple majority. F. Two city staff members, including one city GIS employee, will be assigned to the districting commission. G. The districting commission shall appoint its own chair and vice chair during its first meeting of each cycle. H. A majority of commission members shall constitute a quorum, and decisions shall be made by a consensus of at least 3 votes. I. The Districting Commission, in compliance with this charter and state law, will set its own rules to complete the districting plan. E. Transition. A. The Districting Commission shall prescribe, as part of the 2026 districting plan, a system by which the current council seats will convert to the new election system. B. At the 2027 election, there shall be elected 1 at-large council member and 2 council members to non-contiguous districted positions, and every 4 years thereafter. At the 2029 election, there shall be elected the mayor, 1 council member at large, and 2 council members to non-contiguous districted positions, and every 4 years thereafter. C. The initial districting plan shall be based on the 2020 Federal Decennial Census, together with additional population estimates that the Commission deems reliable. D. Council members elected or appointed at large prior to the November 2027 Municipal General Election shall continue in office until the terms to which they were elected or appointed expire, as provided by law. E. Section 2.19E shall be automatically stricken from the Charter of the City of Vancouver after the completion of the 2029 general election. End underline. 2. The Clark County Auditor, as ex officio supervisor of elections in Clark County, is hereby requested to submit proposed Charter Amendment No. 1 to the November 4, 2025 general election ballot. 3. The City Clerk is authorized and directed to take those actions necessary to submit proposed Charter Amendment No. 1 before the voters at the November 4, 2025 election. Adopted at regular session of the Council of the City of Vancouver, this 9th day of June, 2025. Underline. Prior to the adoption of the final districting plan and district boundaries, the Commission shall conduct public hearings in each of the four proposed districts.